September 27, daily readings: First Chronicles 10, Ezekiel 23, and Luke 20. First reading. In First Chronicles 10 verses 13 and 14, says, Saul died because he was unfaithful to the Lord. He did not keep the word of the Lord, and even consulted a medium for guidance, and did not inquire of the Lord. So the Lord put him to death, and turned the kingdom over to David son of Jesse. What looks to be a contradiction may be explained by recourse to the meaning of the underlying Hebrew words. In 1 Ch. 10:14, we are told that Saul did not inquire of the Lord, whereas in 1 Samuel 28 verse 6, we are told that he did inquire. The explanation is fairly simple. The word translated, inquire, in 1 Chronicles 10 verse 14 is darash, which signifies to follow after, and especially to worship. The word translated, inquire, in 1 Samuel 28 verse 6 is shal, which signifies to request, or even to demand. Incidentally, it is related to the meaning of the name Saul. So, Saul did inquire of the Lord in making requests or demands, 1 Sar 28:6, but he did not inquire of the Lord in the sense of truly seeking after him, 1 Ch. 10:14. However, Saul does seek out diligently, the Hebrew, darash, the which of enter. 1 Samuel 28 verse 7. Now there's a sad commentary. Second reading, Ezekiel 23. In Ezekiel 23 possesses some similarity with Ezekiel 16. Whereas the main emphasis in Ezekiel 16 is the actual idolatry of God's people, however, the main emphasis in Ezekiel 23 is their military and political alliances. In this chapter, the wicked alliances of Israel and Judah are represented under the metaphor of two harlots, disgusting in their lewdness. The idolatries of Israel, or the ten tribes, under the name of Ahola, were committed with the Assyrians in verses 5-8, and their punishment for them is declared in verses 9 and 10. Then the idolatries of Judah, or the two tribes, under the name of Oholibah, are represented as greater than those of the ten tribes, v. 11. Those idolatries were committed with the Assyrians in verse 12, and the Babylonians in verses 13-18. This chapter contains some verses that are about as graphic and revolting as anything to be found in the Bible. The purpose is not to titillate or to stimulate pleasurably, but to shock. Whether it be in portraying violence or sex, the prophets who wrote the Bible were not interested in staying out of trouble with the censors or in retaining a G rating. Nevertheless, when sin is portrayed, there is, unlike with Hollywood, no uncertainty as to its sinfulness, nor any ambiguity as to the ultimate fate of those who practice such things and remain unrepentant. Third reading, in Luke 20 verse 46, says, Beware of the teachers of the law. They like to walk around in flowing robes, and love to be greeted in the marketplaces, and have the most important seats in the synagogues, and the places of honor at banquets. There are many kind of robes in the Bible, because men may play many roles, and, to some degree, it is true, that the clothes make the man. For example, there is the long, flowing robe of pretension, see Luke 20 verse 46, the torn robe of sorrow, see Job 1 verse 20, the scarlet robe of mock kingship, see Matthew 27 verse 28, the best robe of righteousness, see Luke 15 verse 22, and the white robe of the redeemed, see Revelation 7 verse 9. We should ask ourselves periodically, which robe or robes are we wearing now?